This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
League is Ryan Suter and Zach Parise announced that they are both going to play for Minnesota. And Ryan Suter joins us here on the phone. Ryan, thanks so much for your time. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks. Thanks a lot for having me on.
All right. We know your wife's from Bloomington, Minnesota. We're married here. We know about the impact and the influence of one's wife. Was that what tipped the scales for you? And that, is that why you went with the Wild?
Well, I think it was a big part of it, definitely. You know, that everyone always says a happy wife, a happy life. And no, it was part of my decision. But, you know, being able to play with Zach, the organization itself, being close to home, and then my wife being from there all played into it.
Hey, Ryan, there was a lot of speculation in the media all season that you two guys, being friends, might decide to go kind of the LeBron James route there and kind of have a couple of guys come together and play in one spot. And, you know, we don't obviously know. We're not privy to these things. I know a lot you guys are trying to focus on the season at hand, so you're not talking about it too much. But I was interested to hear that Zach mentioned yesterday that you guys had talked about it a bunch of times during the season. I mean, give me your side of that. I mean, was there a lot of discussion back and forth? I mean, and, you know, what were those discussions like with Zach when you talked about the possibility of playing together somewhere?
Yeah, we had talked a few times throughout the year. You know, I think it was more me trying to talk Zach into coming to Nashville, or Zach trying to talk me into coming to New Jersey. And, you know, we had just talked about playing together. We didn't really think that, you know, it
the
was
hey, what's up, buddy?
Be on a
How
different
are you?
Team,
we appreciate
but,
it as always. This know, is your last one of the year.
Seemed to work out pretty good, and we're excited to be playing together.
Was that really maybe the fairest way to get together on the same team? Because as you mentioned, you know, you coming to New Jersey would have been, you know, the pressure on you in New Jersey there. Zach is already set up there. And, of course, him going to Nashville, it would have been in the reverse. Was that maybe the only way this could work is for both of you to leave your current locations and go to another place?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, it was a tough thing to leave Nashville. But I guess that the only way that it was probably going to work was going to a different team. Then the other thing is you have to find a team that that can take two players. You know, with the salary cap, the way it is, it's the team has to be set up right.
So, Ryan, did you talk to Zach after July 1? Did you talk, you guys announced July 4th, did you guys talk, let's say, July 3rd about the possibilities, and did you say, hey, let's do Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, we had been talking throughout the process, you know, just text messaging back and forth, what are you thinking, where are you looking, and just, you know, kind of texting us back and forth, but we didn't really talk about Minnesota until probably, what day was that even, Tuesday, on the 3rd there, the night before we announced the signing. So it wasn't really realistic until, you know, July 3rd into July 4th.
Hey, Ryan, there was obviously a number of teams all over the National Hockey League that we're looking to try to get Zach or yourself, you know, either or both. And, you know, from what we heard, you were pretty adamant about the fact that you really didn't have any desire to go play in the Eastern Conference. You would prefer to stay in the West. Is that true? And if so, why?
Well, it, you know, I was definitely considering a few teams in the East. You know, there's some very good players in the Eastern Conference, and you know, to maybe have a chance to play with some of them would have been a neat experience. But you know, for me, it was staying in the Midwest, moving back home or close to home, I guess. And you know, so that's kind of how I went about it.
Ryan, describe what your conversation was like with David Poile, the Nashville GM, when you told him you were going to go to Minnesota.
Yeah, that was, I've said it before, that was the toughest phone call that I've ever had to make. I have so much respect for David Poile. He's such a classy guy. And, you know, to call him, we've, you know, had a 9-year relationship from him drafting me till now. And it was a very difficult thing. And, at the end of the day, I think he understands my decision to move back close to home.
Was he like, Ryan, no, don't do this. What can we do? Please don't go to Minnesota. I mean, did he try to sway you? Was he disappointed? Was he upset?
Well, I think all of the above. You know, it was a difficult situation for him. And he tried to ask questions and figure out if he could have done anything else. And I told him that everything he did for me, I just really appreciated it.
Hey, Ryan, it's been reported that Shea Weber was, I guess, pretty surprised by your final decision on this. Have you talked to your former teammate yet since this has gone down?
Yep, I talked to Shea right after I talked to David. I called Shea and told him, my decision. He understood. He said he has to do what's best for you. Obviously, we're going to miss playing with each other. He's one of the best defensemen in the NHL. So it's going to be tough not pairing up with him. But, you know, I think I made the right decision for myself.
Ryan, you know Minnesota's a hockey hotbed. They're looking to turn that franchise around with you and Zach now in the fold. What about the pressure now that you and Zach are going to have on your shoulders to get this thing turned around and to get it done quickly?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pressure for sure. But, athletes like pressure and like to be put in tough situations. And I think that with the guys that Minnesota has there already and with me and Zach, I think, there's no reason why we can't do some good things.
Hey, Ryan, another thing that had been a little bit discussed in the I guess, aftermath of this is that Tom Gilbert is a guy that the Minnesota Wild acquired from Edmonton. He's a local guy in Minnesota that you guys, both you and Zach, are friendly with. How much does something like that play into it when you have guys that you're familiar with? They also went out and signed Jake Dowell as well. I mean, how much does that play into a decision for you guys in terms of comfort level in a new place?
Yeah, it's always nice to know guys that you've either played with or have a friendship with from early on. Danny Heatley, I actually used to skate with him in the summers when I was probably 16, 17. He would come back to Madison, and so I'd skate with him. So I had a relationship with him. He called me. We talked over the phone, and I asked him about Minnesota, and he had nothing but great things to say. And then, playing with Tom, I played with Tom my freshman year at Wisconsin. He was a sophomore. And Jake Dowell, we were roommates in college. He was a freshman with me. Played with him in Ann Arbor. And then who else am I missing there? Yeah, those are the three guys there that I've played with before.
Hey, Ryan, when you think back on this now, I mean, I'm sure as time goes by, you'll have different feelings about it. But, I mean, you went through a pretty intense process there with your agent and then in concert kind of with Zach and his group, I guess, as it got later on. But when you think about it, how do you feel about all these teams coming at you with all these different offers to play in all these different places? I mean, we heard about Chris Chelios, coming in. And, I mean, when Chris Chelios comes knocking on my door, I mean, I'd have a hard time turning him away or, I'd probably be ready to go with him. So, I mean, what was this process like for you? Because it had to be something that was intense but also pretty flattering that everybody was kind of trying to get you to come on board with them.
Yeah, it was pretty... It's pretty overwhelming. You're sitting there. I stayed in Madison here at my house, and Neil, my agent, was up in northern Minnesota. So we didn't want to get together, and we didn't want to put pressure on the situation. We just wanted to take our time and see who was interested. And, it was a very humbling experience. And a very stressful one at the same time.
All right. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on making your decision. Enjoy the summer, and we'll look for you next year in Minnesota.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ryan. Congratulations.
I tell you, we were texting back and forth.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.